Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to call this meeting to order. This is a meeting of the Jefferson County Public School Board. It's being held on Monday, May 1st, 2017. It is now 5:01 p.m. Could we have a roll call, please?
Ms. Harmon?
Here.
Ms. LaSalle?
Here.
Mr. Mitchell?
Here.
Mr. Rupert?
Here.
Ms. Stevens?
Here.
Is there a motion to approve the agenda for this meeting?
Mr. Mitchell, I move that the Board of Education approves the agenda for the special meeting of May 1, 2017 as presented.
Is there a second?
I second.
It's been moved and moved and seconded that we approve the agenda for tonight's meeting. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Ms. Harmon?
Yes.
Ms. LaSalle?
Yes.
Mr. Mitchell?
Yes.
Mr. Rupert?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
On January 12, 2017, the Board of Education decided to undertake a superintendent search process and authorize the staff to take the necessary and appropriate steps to find a new superintendent for Jeffco Schools. On January 26, the Board secured the services of Ray & Associates to conduct the executive search, which began with community input on the characteristics sought in a superintendent through an online survey and community meetings during the month of February. In early March, the board finalized the superintendent profile and accepted applicants through the deadline of April 10th. At the meetings of April 20, 26, and 28, the Board of Education narrowed its search. The law requires that the finalist or finalists be made public 14 days prior to appointing or employing one of the finalists. Is there a motion from the board on this agenda item?
Mr. Mitchell, I move that the Board of Education appoint Dr. Jason Glass as the sole finalist for the position of superintendent of Jefferson County Public Schools and authorize the district's chief human resource officer and legal counsel to begin discussion with Dr. Glass about the terms of his employment.
Is there a second?
A second.
It's been moved and seconded that we in fact ask our district to take necessary steps to appoint Dr. Jason Glass as our new superintendent. Let's deal with the motion, but I do want to say that I really would like our Board of Education to be able to weigh in and each speak a couple of minutes on the search process and various steps and how that went for us. Is there any discussion that we need to have at this time? Maybe I should ask that.
In support of my motion, Mr. Mitchell, I'm excited about our selection of Dr. Glass as our final selection for superintendent of Jeffco Schools. Mr. Glass's commitment to improve education for all children, his depth and clarity of understanding of our legal, financial, and political context in Colorado, his current experience as superintendent, his individual drive to raise the bar in Jeffco, and his extraordinary ability to communicate with stakeholders put him well above others in the field. Had this been a close call, I think we were all perfectly willing to introduce multiple finalists if the finalists were willing. However, none of us saw a reason to have a token set of multiple finalists when our decision, I think, became so clear. I'm really looking forward to where Dr. Glass can take Jefferson County and education here.
Thank you, Mr. Rupert. Let's go ahead with board comments and we'll vote following the comments. Anyone else who would like to speak to this issue?
I would, and I'd like to begin with a big thank you to our community who became engaged in this process from day one, and it was their input, their participation through the online survey as well as through stakeholder forums that was able to frame our thinking about what is the right fit for Jeffco. It brought deep clarity to my own consideration, and I'm very happy to say that Dr. Glass, I believe, deeply recognizes that every decision made in this district needs to positively impact students' lives and learning so that all Jeffco's students, each and every one, can have the best lives that they can. I believe he's capable of fulfilling those priorities we heard loud and clear from our community, things like inspiring trust, modeling exemplary performance, being a strong communicator and a ready listener and collaborator. I believe he has deep experience navigating the challenges and opportunities of a diverse community. I credit, for example, the work that Eagle County has done, truly innovative work, in driving an asset mindset and recognizing that being a multilingual person is a real benefit in our global community, and they pioneered work around a biliteracy seal. I'm excited that we have a consensus builder, someone who has demonstrated both in his work in Eagle County as well as his work at the state level in Iowa, that he can reach across partisan differences to build consensus around the real work that needs to happen for students. So I am very confident that Dr. Glass is going to move JEFCA forward in exciting ways for our students and community.
Thank you, Ms. Stevens.
I am excited. I am excited for JEFCO. And I do want to thank Ray and Associates for implementing a thorough and healthy process, which included input from about 4,000 stakeholders in JEFCO, which included an additional 1,000 comments from those stakeholders, which guided us in our superintendent search process. And I do appreciate the updates that allowed us to provide our community with updates throughout the process. Boy, we started out, I think the number was 825 applicants. And they pared that down to 69 screened applicants up through paper screening. And it just, that alone excited me, because the applications we got to view, the 11 that we got to view, were all very high quality applicants that wanted to be JEFCO's next leader. And that just reinforces to me the great respect that is out there for JEFCO Public Schools due to the great work, solid foundation, and innovative nature of our dynamic system. All six of the people that had the opportunity to interview, I personally believe would have moved JEFCO forward. However, when we reviewed each quality that our constituents helped us come up with, and each candidate's experiences, Dr. Glass was clearly at the top of our list. He is a visionary thinker and leader. He is an experienced communicator, unifier. He gets people united and excited. I think those were his words. He has an excellent educational experience in multiple states. And you all know I've got deep, deep Iowa roots. So I was particularly interested in his experience as Iowa's state commissioner, as a commissioner of education for the great state of Iowa. Dr. Glass was able to reach across the aisle, brought opposing views together, building consensus to implement student-focused positive reforms for the state. To have that broad state perspective here in JEFCO, I think is invaluable. As here in JEFCO, we educate 10% of our state's population. And I believe during that experience, Dr. Glass was awarded the number one state education chief to watch in 2010. He's earned several other commendations and awards. He was nominated for Superintendent of the Year, Leader in Bilingual Education. He had an award for Innovation in Education, Advocacy Awards, President's Award for Leadership in Bilingual Education, and Educational Stewardship, just to name a few. Dr. Glass gets students. He understands that for each student to be successful, we need a quality teacher and leader in each classroom and in each school. If things break down, Dr. Glass understands that we need to examine our systems of support and possibly increase those systems of support. He understands the importance of systems at the macro level, which I think is another bonus. Short of crossing paths at the CASB conference this past December, I've never met Dr. Glass. His great global perspective and broad experience in more than one state, I think, give him a great broad sense of education. His service as an educator, commissioner of education for an entire state, and a superintendent, I believe Dr. Glass brings everything JEFCO needs right now in a leadership, and I am really excited for JEFCO.
Thank you, Ms. LaSalle. Anything to add?
Sure.
Ms. Harmon?
The interviewing process of those six candidates truly was an amazing experience. Brought us, I think, really close together as a board. incredible to have amazing people show up, want to be here. I mean, I was impressed by every single one of them. I learned things through this process, had things explained to me in different ways, looking at the internal leadership styles, external, and looking at all of the criteria that were really important to our community, to us as a board, to our cabinet, Jason rose to the top. I think he had some other words, too, besides those great words that you had, but I won't repeat those. But he was very enthusiastic. I know it sounds funny, but I really was inspired. I needed to be inspired. And I am so excited about this. And the process itself, truly, was really enlightening, invigorating. And I am so grateful that all of those candidates came to us, and then we were able to go through an in-depth process with each one of them. And it was difficult decision-making for me, because I think each one of them brought their own unique piece to it. But we had to find the one that had all of those pieces together that was going to take us to the next place internally and externally. And I am really, really excited about where we're going.
I would like to just briefly add, one of the things that we're facing is change, transition, bringing a new leader in, and change can be challenging. I want to give some credit to Dr. Glass for doing a couple things really well that reassure me that there's some strong connectivity, that we are going to build on the strong foundation of work already going on in JEFCO. For example, he understands what we're aiming for with the JEFCO 2020 vision, truly preparing students for what they need to, the life skills, the learning skills that they need to meet a 21st century world. So I'm grateful that work he has done aligns with that well, and he has done his homework to know well the work we're doing, and he sees that he's ready to be the person who takes us on the next step for that. He also has strong understanding of the Colorado system, which, as we know, creates some challenges that we need to navigate as a school board in order to be truly fiscally responsible to our community members and to make sure that despite budget constraints, we're winning great outcomes for students. And he has done a great job leading, advocating, and understanding the policies that impact our students at the state level as well. That connectivity reassures me that though this is a change, it's a change that builds on strong foundations rather than undermining them.
Thank you. You guys have covered it pretty well, but I think there's still a couple of things that I would just like to say because they're my thoughts about this process. I want you to know that I think that this decision may be the most challenging and most difficult decision our board has faced in its tenure here in Jefferson County. We relied heavily on our legal counsel, Jim Branham, and we relied heavily upon him to make sure that we were in compliance with all of the applicable state laws. And I think that we have completed a process that, at least from that legal perspective, was rock solid. It is true from my point of view that Ray and Associates brought us an outstanding pool. In fact, Gary Ray said this is one of the strongest pools that we've ever taken out. And my comment, I didn't say this to him, but my thought was, of course it's one of your strongest pools. This is JEFCO. And so we did have great candidates. We interviewed four sitting superintendents that are currently doing this work right now, one who stopped doing it about 3 years ago to enter the private sector and didn't get the rewards in the private sector that he hoped would be there and wants to come back, and one assistant superintendent who, frankly, is an assistant superintendent, one of the largest districts in this country, much larger than JEFCO, and I didn't know they got much larger than JEFCO. Actually, I do, and this one is huge. We had that quality of candidates. Our board worked together and openly shared opinions, which should not surprise you. We're pretty good at that and pretty comfortable with it. And yet, I think what you heard here is that experience of sharing our opinions, disagreeing at times, agreeing at times, and then ultimately trying to come to a consensus was a positive experience for all of us. And actually, I believe, it makes us a stronger board. We actually did assess candidates against the qualifications that the community had helped us develop, and we looked at every one of those qualifications and said, how well does this candidate meet those qualifications? And it is that process, frankly, that caused us to coalesce around Dr. Jason Glass and select him as our one finalist. We have had people suggest to us that we really, you know, should take more than one candidate out to the community and let the community weigh in on those candidates. We actually asked our finalists, you know, what they thought about that, and the answer came back in general, something like this. They said, well, we would be willing to do that if it is an authentic part of the process. If you just want to parade us out there and you already have your mind made up, we would rather not participate. So the message was only if it was an authentic step that we needed to take. And frankly, we came to consensus around a candidate, and it would not have been fair, wise, or authentic for us to march those candidates out to meet our community, because we would not have wanted the community to point us a different direction. We were pretty sure of where we stood. I'm confident that we selected a great superintendent for Jeffco Schools to be our finalist. As stated earlier, we hope to finalize that process on May 16th here in the boardroom. Our legal counsel and staff are working to negotiate a legal contract with Dr. Jason Glass, and we think that will go well. And I have one final thing I would like to say. We've been through quite a bit in Jeffco. We've been through some transitions. We've been through some tension. I believe that this is a great time for us to collectively unite as a community, stand behind our new superintendent, stand behind our cabinet, and let's get ready to move this district forward to a great place. Those are my comments about this process. Any others from our board?
You know, I think I need to correct something that I said earlier.
I thought you were going to correct what I said.
No, I thought you were wonderful.
We're not going to critique now.
No, I think I said there were 825 applicants. There were 825 comments that I read. So I wanted to correct that for live television.
And there were 825 touches. Rain Associates both heard from and or reached out to over 800 people.
Yes.
So right. There was a thorough, and that might be the number that you're,
that
very
is.
Thorough process.
It's been an excellent discussion. Are we ready to move this item to closure?
I believe so.
We are. Roll call, please.
Ms. Harmon?
Yes.
Ms. LaSalle?
Yes.
Mr. Mitchell?
Yes.
Mr. Rupert?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
I believe the motion passes. Mr. Branham and Ms. Weber, please take appropriate steps to come up with a contract with Dr. Jason Glass. We hope to take action on that contract at a special meeting on May 16th. We're going to call that a special short meeting because we have to wait 14 days to do that, and that is 15 days. So we'll act on that on the 16th just before we go to the district's teacher retirement reception. And so it will be a short meeting to do that. We look forward to seeing you in the audience again here this Thursday, May 4th at 5 p.m. when we have our next regular board meeting scheduled. Thank you for joining us here this evening. This meeting is adjourned.